and the oncoming traffic. As he drew level with her, he leaned across the sports car's passenger seat and lowered the window. Rebecca lowered hers. "My apologies for disturbing you," he smirked. Plummy voice, expensive suit, floppy hair. Posh estate agent, probably. "It's just that some of us have got jobs to go to." "Look, I'm really sorry, but there was no need to blast me like that." Just then, her cell started ringing. As she picked it up off the dashboard and pressed OK, the sports car roared off. "And it's Mr. Subaru Turbo," she said in a sing-song radio newsreader voice, "who wins the award for the smallest penis this drizzly AM." "Hi, Bex, it's me," the voice on the end of the line giggled. "Listen, have I disturbed some kind of intimate moment? I mean, I can always call you back." It was Jess. "No, you're fine," Rebecca said, her tone brightening. She put the phone between her shoulder and chin and asked Jess to hang on while she pulled away. It was a difficult manoeuvre, since all the cars behind her had followed the Subaru and nobody was allowing her to rejoin the stream of traffic. Finally, somebody let her in. "God, he'd have thought twice about intimidating me like that," Jess said, when Rebecca had finished telling her about the hooray honker. "He would? Too blinking right. You see, I've got this brilliant new bumper sticker which says, 'I'm out of estrogen and I've got a gun.'" Rebecca burst out laughing. "So," she said, "how's the baby?" "Oh, you know," Jessica said. "Fine, but knackering. In the 8 weeks we've had him, I don't think either of us has had more than 3 hours sleep on the trot." She paused. "Then there's my bagpuss." "Oh, sweet! Bought it for the baby?" Rebecca asked, assuming quite reasonably that her best friend had been on a trip to Toys R Us and bought the furry TV character for the baby. "No, you dope. It's not Diggory who's got it." Diggory. Jess adored the name. And since Rebecca adored Jess, she pretended to love it too. But secretly she worried that the poor child might grow up to be a bearded botanist in a cardigan. "What, so you bought it for you? Getting in touch with the child within? Nice." "Oh, God, Bex, listen. I haven't bought bagpuss. I've got it. Let's put it this way. Since giving birth, my pencil-gripping days are definitely a thing of the past." "What? You could do that?" "I don't know. I never tried. But if I could, I wouldn't be able to do it now. And I know Ed's noticed. Why else would we have only done it twice since the baby? The second time it took him ages to get a hard-on. He doesn't fancy me anymore. I just know it." "Oh, come on," Rebecca soothed. "Ed's crazy about you. Always has been. He's not going to go off you simply because you've gained a millimetre or two in the fanny department. You've got a new baby. He's exhausted like you are, that's all. Sex is hardly going to be what it was. Not for a while, anyway. You, of all people, should know that." Jess was the agony aunt on Femme magazine. It always amazed Rebecca how she seemed able to get a handle on everybody else's problems, except her own. "Just keep doing the pelvic floor exercises," Rebecca went on, "and I'm sure everything will spring back into shape." "Yeah, you're right," Jess said, cheering up. "Look, you don't fancy popping round tonight, do you? Ed's got to work late on the news desk, and I'll be all on my own with the Digsbury. I'm longing to hear how the new job's going." "Great," Rebecca said. "I'll bring pizza." The moment she hung up, her cell went a second time. She pressed OK, desperate for whoever it was on the other end to be one of her friends who wasn't pregnant or recently delivered and with whom she could still have an above-the-waist conversation.
"Still leaking when she sneezes. Hello, Rebecca?"
Rebecca's brow furrowed. "Gran?"
"Sorry, darling, I've got Esther here. We're off to the sales. I was in the middle of telling her about my cousin Doreen's bladder operation. I didn't think you'd pick up so soon. So did you see it?"
"What, cousin Doreen's bladder operation?"
"No, silly. The email I sent you."
Grandma Rose was a nethead, a silver surfer who had forced herself to come to grips with new technology. When